You already know who it is.
Well, they don't know who it is. That's kind of why we're here.
You have no idea who it is.
Perfect.
And that's an intro. Okay. What's cracking?
What's crack-a-lackin', guys?
No, the crack-a-lackin' ruins the crackin'. No one knows. That was the whole gimmick.
No, I like crack-a-lackin'.
Now you just sound like Marty from Madagascar.
That is the goal.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's how I always want to sound.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, that's how you make an intro. How long is an intro supposed to make?
Well, we're definitely past it now.
I thought it was like a... I don't know.
All right, I'll just go into the next part. I can cut this out.
We don't have to cut. Let's leave it all.
Oh, good.
Put it where it lies.
Oh, no. All right. Yeah, so we're finally going to commit to doing this podcast, hopefully.
Yeah.
Coming to you live from the Suzuki Aereo.
In
the Walmart, Home Depot, Moe's, Marshalls, Staples, the plethora of parking lots.
It's not a plaza?
Mm.
It's not a parking lot, it's a plaza.
Yeah. We're face-to-face with some John Deere tractors, so that's really nice.
Kelly, those are clearly Caterpillar. Those are clearly Caterpillar.
I'm sorry, are you a farmer?
I am.
Do you?
I am.
You're are you mad at the terminology I use for some tractors?
John Deere is nowhere on those tractors.
I wish it was.
So,
fun fact, Janelle used to think that John Deere was a president. Anyway,
I just thought he was. Is he not on any of our currency?
He is not. Got it. Yeah, so we're going to start this off with...
stories from our week.
Yeah, fun story from our week. I, Kelly, saw a psychic.
I'm glad you're signing it formally.
Yeah.
State your name.
I saw a psychic on... Friday night, and it was amazing. I've never believed in psychics before.
You're a non-believer?
And I was a non-believer, but now I am a bit of a believer.
As Donkey would say in Shrek.
Now I'm a believer.
Did you think love was only true in fairy tales?
Yes. Meant for someone else, but not for me.
But not for you, okay.
But, yeah, my boy, his name's Psychic Mark, my aunt threw a party with him that she won at something.
She won a psychic party?
Yeah, she won a psychic party.
I am not entering the right competitions.
No, I guess not.
Okay. And, just checking.
Yeah, she had it at her house, and he came and just, like, read the whole room of people, and, like, there was quite a few things that were just super legit that there's no way he could have known unless somebody told him, like... he read one of my aunt's friends and like the first thing he said about her was that she was going on a trip and that she was going to Ireland, and like she literally has never talked about that out loud. And but the best part was he goes, and you're not coming back. And we all like collectively as a room, like our eyes widened, and we were like, oh fuck. Like this is what we were scared of. And then he finally, like, leads into, because you're planning on moving there. And we're all like, oh, thank God. Like,
his name is Psychic Mike.
Mark.
Mark.
Respect his name.
Sorry. Psychic Mark.
Yep.
Knows his delivery.
Yeah, I guess so.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, we were all just like, the suspense.
He knew the timing he needed.
Oh, yeah. He definitely did.
He knew what he needed.
But, yeah, it was super legit. Yeah, definitely hit up my boy Psychic Mark in Northampton, Massachusetts if you're ever looking for a good time. Janelle, what do you have for us from your week?
Nothing much, Kelly. I will tell you guys that this morning I did try a new breakfast item.
Tell them what it's called.
I tried a gluten-free breakfast oval.
An oval.
I tried a gluten-free breakfast. It's called a breakfast oval. What it has in it is nothing.
Yeah.
I want you to know it has no dairy.
It has nothing, but it has everything.
No dairy, no gluten, no wheat, no soy. It had like a list like 50 things long of what it didn't have. And I was like, but what?
So what does it have?
What's in you? So I tried the banana chocolate chip because, mm-hmm. you know, a banana chocolate chip muffin is okay.
Yeah.
So I thought that might mask some flavors of mm-hmm. The Play-Doh that it, like, what, I don't know what it's possibly constructed with. So I tried it. First initial bite, not bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tasted the fake chocolate chips and the probably fake banana.
Yeah.
And the probably dirt from outside, but
dirt from the ground. That's actually what it's made out of.
The aftertaste was much like that of licking the bottom of a YMCA swimming pool.
The bottom. Licking not the just drinking the top of the water. No,
all the way to the bottom where the feet are.
Wow.
That
oh no!
I got one quarter of the way through my oval.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then what did you do with it?
And then what I do with it?
Yeah.
It's my first. Oh, Kelly, would you like to try it after this podcast?
I would not. But
oh, no.
Maybe I got it.
It's crumbling in the bottom of my purse right
yum,
now.
Oh, yum, yum. Love that.
Also, I'd like to point out that 5 seconds before this podcast, Kelly and I went to Moe's. You know, Moe's, the Mexican chain food restaurant.
That's the one.
And to which Kelly said, here, Janelle, you can get a soda. And I went to go get a soda, and the cap was not on firmly, and I knew it wasn't.
We both knew, just looking at it, that thing looked like it was ready to burst at any given moment.
So when Kelly went to go pick up her order, and I picked up my soda, it burst on my body.
I just turned around and Janelle was covered in orange soda.
You know, damning me further for looking like a child.
Yeah, I guess so. And then
I repeated the process in Kelly's car.
Yeah, as soon as we got back in my car, Janelle did the same exact thing. We don't know how. We replaced the lid. We just thought it was one faulty one, but I guess it was just Janelle.
And now, so let's segue that right into our next topic, which is the meat and potatoes of this podcast.
Yeah.
I want to talk about nostalgia video games.
Yeah, let me hear it.
So there's video games. I feel like everybody who's around, everybody who's playing video games has these video games that are so obscure.
Yep.
You know, that your parents bought for 25 cents at a tag sale in mm-hmm. 1998, like a CD-ROM.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That you ran on, like, Windows Vista and went in whatever.
Oh, fuck.
And this week I've been trying to explain them to people. Like, mm-hmm. I've been waking up in cold sweats, like, calling my sister, hey, do you remember that Mr. Potato Head game where he had to save the valley?
Yeah.
And she'd be like, obviously, of course I do. But I've been playing these obscure games mm-hmm. and having the most fun I've ever had playing a video game in my entire life. Now, do you have any video games?
Oh, absolutely.
That you're like, no one else but myself played this video game.
Yes.
It was made, it was published, released, and I just played it.
It was just for me. Just for me. My parents had a couple of these CDs of these, like, it was like a collection of games, and each one... they were by Hoyle was the company, and it was like all these like you would play a lot of different card games, but they had like all these other games. Like they had a really fun version of Go Fish where actual fish like would go by. Yeah, and you would have to tap them to get like the things you were to get the match you were looking for.
This is on a computer.
Okay. And they had instead of Chutes and Ladders, it was Snakes and Ladders.
Well, I have that board game.
Yeah, that one's fun. And that was a lot of fun. But I've never seen these games anywhere else.
No, I have to do a deep dive into Google to refresh my memory of these games.
Oh, absolutely.
Games. Except for, I kept my CD-ROMs.
No.
I kept my CD-ROMs.
Good for you.
And I've been playing them this week.
Oh, I love it. I had a... Do you remember that book about that little bear that wore, like, corduroy overalls?
Oh, yes, I do.
I had a game version of that.
I don't know what his name was. Was it Corduroy Jones or something?
I think so. That sounds right.
I have no idea what his name was. It was something corduroy
Jones.
Actually, I think his name might have just been Corduroy.
Honestly.
How uncreative.
Yeah. Okay. They really just didn't, they really didn't do much with that. But I love that game. There's a game version of it. And, like, you were awake at night and you had to, like, accomplish these things as little bear corduroy. Oh, my God.
I don't know.
That's
so
impossible
hard,
to
so
say.
Hard.
My God.
You gave that to a kid?
Yeah, right?
I played strictly Barbie gymnastics.
Oh, the Barbie PC games. Holy fuck. So that's
I specifically had Barbie gymnastics.
Yep.
I had a Barbie game. It was called, like, Barbie Movie Maker, where you, like, put her on in a scene, mm-hmm. in a movie scene, and then you got to drag a little path, and then you'd press play, and she'd fly around the screen.
Hot damn.
I had Barbie horseback riding, which yep. I've now turned Skyrim into Barbie horseback riding.
Thank God. I used to feed my horse so many sugar cubes.
Oh my God, so many sugar cubes.
So many sugar cubes.
But, so I've been playing, I found Barbie gymnastics, and that's mm-hmm. what I've been playing. And what I've noticed is, one.
Yep.
I was like, this should be so easy for me, it's just clicking arrow keys.
Right.
I, for some reason, I'm not good at it.
Yeah.
And I think the bitch, aka the coach, mm-hmm. I think she makes up a score every time, no matter how good or how bad.
Holy shit.
And she just, and there's, you have to get a green check mark in order to go to the competition.
Right.
And she's like, you need at least a 9.0 to go to the competition. Tell me why this bitch is like, you got a 9.8. I marked a red check for you. You can't go yet.
Bitch, what?
Why?
You can't just change the rules!
So I'm at my computer screaming
right.
at this Barbie game because oh. she's making up scores!
Oh my God.
And I have this other game.
Yep.
It's called My Disney Kitchen.
Okay.
And basically what it is, it's kind of like a side-scrolling kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mickey and Minnie's house.
Right.
And it's a fully stocked kitchen, and you can just make and cook whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
But for myself, being a sadistic child...
Right.
I would, like, make awful creations.
Right.
I would, like, put, like, jam and, like, sardines Ugh. And then popcorn and then, like, bread into a pan and then burn it.
Good God.
And then, like, you can call Mickey and Minnie and they would eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd go, delicious. And I would laugh because they're eating sardines and jelly.
They really didn't
And you can almost burn their house down. And they would, they'll call you and be like, you know something's burning. And I'm like, your whole house.
Oh my God.
And
that's the one.
This game stacks up. This game... is just as amazing as I remember it.
Wow.
If not better, because now that I know how to cook,
mm-hmm.
I can make worse creations.
Love that.
So, you know, I'm just...
sadistic little child yeah. at heart.
But, like, oh, those games were great. CD-ROM, nothing feels... I have not felt happiness playing a video game like I felt playing a CD-ROM.
Right, absolutely.
Like, I felt playing a Mickey Mouse Kindergarten CD-ROM.
Oh, fuck. There's this one game I loved as a kid.
I'm ready.
I couldn't tell you what it's called.
But we're really showing our age here, because there's a very niche, like,
yeah, this
1990s,
is so,
end of...
So niche.
End of 1990s CD-ROM.
Yeah. I.
No, hold on. Don't. Hold on.
Hold your breath.
Hold on.
There was this one game I had where you had these two, it was like this guy and a girl that came into your house and they both had blue hair. And you would go into like these little like almost mini game type things. And, like, use your imagination. Like, I have no fucking idea.
What are you saying?
Like, you would go into, like, little things to, like, make the house different. I couldn't tell you. Like, this one is so deep in my brain, but I need to talk about it.
Okay, get it out. Don't worry. Get it out.
It's so...
Why do you need me to...
I'm gonna look it up. But that one is so good. Because
this is what I do at midnight. At midnight, when I can't sleep, I deep dive into Google to find these obscure Mr. Potato Head saves, Spud Valley, you know, Mickey Mouse Kindergarten, Goofy's falling off of a industrial pipeline because he fell asleep. Those are the games I'm searching at 1 a.m.
Straight up.
That's what I'm doing at
Absolutely.
1 a.m.
I love that.
I am watching videos of, like, Barbie Barbie horseback riding playthrough to make me fall asleep. The clicking of the horse.
I'm finding something on Reddit about it, but...
I'm sure that's reliable.
They... they're like, so there's this game I used to play on the computer when I was a kid. I believe I had it as a CD-ROM. It was either the late 90s or early 2000s. In the game, you would click around a 2D house and explore rooms.
Yeah.
Certain pieces of certain pieces of furniture, you would click and it would lead to a mini game, like an Animal Music game, electrical board game, and puzzle.
Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, but give me the name. Big Thinkers. Holy fuck! I found it.
All right. Can you show me a picture of the Big Thinkers?
Big Thinkers. That's a drawing. Yeah. Hold yeah, on. Yeah. 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 Holy shit!
I'm googling now.
Big Thinkers. Oh my god!
I think I had this.
I'm having war flashbacks.
I think I had this.
It was so much fun. I'm like, I can't describe it. Like,
I can't even describe to you how fun that Mr. Potato Head game was.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I can remember. I wake up like.
I think it was also so fun because this is like before like. You really anything. Understand anything as a
anything.
Child, and before you have depression. So your kid brain is like, wow, this is the happiest I've ever been, because it probably fucking is.
Honestly, I lost track of time. Like, I don't know. I feel like when I was a child, like when I was the age to play these games, my parents really didn't give a shit how long I was playing. They were all educational games.
Yeah, exactly.
These were all Big Thinkers was, yeah. games. They didn't care how long I was down there.
Exactly.
They knew I was struggling to get that 9.0 to go to competition. They knew I was struggling.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I had a game, like, oh, I can close my eyes and see the CD, like, tower holder downstairs.
Yeah.
Of all the CD
ROMs. I can visualize it.
I had one that was the Cocoa Puffs guy that came out of the Cocoa Puffs box. And it was a snowboarding game. And why aren't we putting those in cereal boxes anymore?
It's so good.
It's the Cocoa Puffs guy, you know, the guy that says...
What? Oh, I'm just looking stuff up.
The guy that says cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs?
Yep.
It was that guy, but he was snowboarding.
Oh.
So good.
Neato. Oh my god, do you remember when they used to put, like, DVDs and, like, games in your, like, cereal box?
I just said that, yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't... Oh, god. I just definitely did not process any of that.
That's where I got the Cocoa Puffs guy from.
Yeah, it makes sense, but... Like, god, remember when there was a time where you used to just get, like, a free video game?
But also, that video game, like, I mean, it was, like, a pretty good video game.
Oh, absolutely.
It ran well.
Yeah.
Like, it ran well. It worked. Damn. The controls were easy. Like, it was good. Also, Kid Pix.
Holy shit.
Kid Pix.
The thing about
this
Kid
Pix. This podcast has gone so niche.
Kid Pix, though, the thing about it, I remember being a kid trying to find Kid Pix. So I could have it in my home.
I had to fix my
and
home.
You, like, but trying to find it, it was so expensive.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was super expensive for some reason. And so the only way I could play it was at school. And they, like, didn't want you to play it because you were playing games rather than typing, like, dog over and over, like, to learn how to use a keyboard.
The
I was like,
dog ran fast. The yeah. dog ran after the cat. The oh, dog and the cat
computer?
Ran after.
Oh, my God. Computer class.
Computer class.
Damn. Another really niche one. That I loved was Spy Fox. Did you remember this
that
one?
That sounds really familiar.
It was... Oh, there's something... The only thing I can remember about it is that you're Fox trying to figure out... You're, like, basically a detective. But there's this one part about Chiclets. Like, gum. And I don't know why. But it was, like, you had to find Chiclets and, like, chew the Chiclets for some reason. Oh, God. That game was so much fun.
I will admit, I did play Lemonade Stand 2 days ago.
Cool Math Games.
I did play Cool Math Games 2 days ago.
Good.
I also played this game yesterday. I mean, in all honesty, I sat down at my desk and I was like, okay, let's work on some stream stuff. Let's work on my overlays and my, you know, my transitions. And instead, I played this game called Bookworm Adventures.
Oh, I know the one.
Oh, you know Bookworm Adventures?
Oh, of course I do.
Oh, my God. And I was like, I should be so good at this game because what you do is you spell words. Mm-hmm. And the better you, or, like, the bigger word you spell,
yeah.
the more damage it does to an enemy.
Yep, that little caterpillar gets all excited. And he's a worm.
He's a worm. You're correct. Bookworm. And I was like, I'm going to be so good at this game. Because I'm an adult wasn't great at it.
No.
I don't work well under pressure.
I'm really bad at, like, Boggle, and that's kind of what it's like.
Yeah, I don't do well under pressure.
No.
Remember mini clips? We switched topics real quick on this podcast. Remember mini clips? It was like a free online gaming site.
Mini clips.
Oh, there's sirens.
They're coming for us for sitting in the plaza parking lot for too long.
But I hope so.
Do you want to know what we should end on?
Yeah.
Chuzzle. No.
Chuzzle. If you guys don't know what Chuzzle is, it was around the same time as Bejeweled. Bejeweled was, yeah, was not as good.
Oh, no.
But, like, it was around the
it's
same...
It's a better Bejeweled.
I don't remember. Was that... That wasn't Popkin. What... Who made Chuzzle?
Oh, I have no idea. Some, like, weird third-party entity that nobody's
that
ever
wasn't
heard
Bigfoot.
Of.
I don't know. Someone made Chuzzle.
I think it was made directly by God himself and put onto this planet.
Because at first... You know, at first, I was really into playing Snood as a kid. I don't know if that's a deep dive or something. Playing Snood... I was a Snood champion, but Chuzzle, something about cute little fuzzballs.
Oh, and just lining them up so all the colors line up.
If you guys are wondering, there is a Chuzzle app. Kelly and I played it for a week straight.
Yeah.
There's
nothing else I should have been doing.
Chuzzle was amazing.
As soon as I found out Chuzzle was an app, I quit my job.
As soon as I found out Chuzzle was an app, I did not sleep for 2 days. It's amazing.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, that was our video game topic. We want to end this week on, first of all, music that we've been listening to, because you guys care so much about the music that we listen to.
I assure you, our audience wants to hear nothing more than my opinion.
I'm sure this audience wants to hear nothing more than the dumb songs that I have personally been listening to, as if they don't hear enough Taylor Swift every night on the stream. But Kelly, let's start with you.
Let's start with me.
Let's start with you.
I've mostly just been listening to Tame Impala's new album.
Of course you have. Elevator music. It's not... I don't like Tame Impala. I feel like it's elevator music.
Oh my god,
music.
Janelle absolutely roasted me when I was playing a Tame Impala song. She was like, this just sounds like elevator music. So I played one that sounded completely different. She was like, this is still the same exact thing. Like, you didn't even change the song.
You literally could have not changed the song and tried to... like pull the wool over my eyes, but you couldn't.
Oh my god.
No.
But anyway, I've been listening to Tame Impala's new album. It's really good. I really like the song One More Hour. It's my favorite on the album. The rest of it is really good. It's got a lot of like disco beats, which is very bizarre, but it's like he does it so well. Okay. You wanna...
No,
I
just
don't. Do I get to judge your music now?
Of course you do.
Yeah, let me hear it.
Well, so I'm not even gonna try to... No, you guys don't get to hear the finished music. I'm not gonna try to pronounce it. You're not getting that. I will tell you, I have been on repeat playing the new Halsey album. 3 a.m. And still learning the best songs on there. But also, besides that, you know, I just keep listening to Big Iron. On repeat.
And he's here to do some business with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
Ooh, that was the gross. Wow. Ooh, okay. Yeah. You know, I've been listening to some Big Iron.
Love that.
Love that.
Janelle, so what is your... One thing I thought would be really fun would be talk about our favorite tweet from the week.
I did come prepared. You did ask me for this.
Yes, I did. Janelle, let me know what yours is.
All right. My favorite tweet of the week comes from @ZachBDunn. He tweets, Bernie is going to make it illegal for my girlfriend to refer to me playing Pokemon as making your little bugs fight each other, end quote. I can relate because Kelly likes Pokemon.
It's so
and
good.
I believe that it is... making your little bugs fight each other.
That's really all it is, and I love Pokemon. It's so fucking funny. Oh my god.
Can I hear your tweet?
Yeah. my tweet comes from @MonsterMike197. And it states, if you aren't happy single, you won't be happy taken. Happiness comes from drugs, not relationships. Yeah, I think that's all we got for this week.
How does one make an outro?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. Well, tune in next week. I have no idea when we're going to be posting this or how often we're going to be posting it. You're just as informed as we are. Chaotic
good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, instead of plugging our stuff, let's just put it. Is there, like, a description box?
I mean, we'll find out, I guess.
We'll just dump our shit somewhere. You can follow us on social media. I'm super funny. Jerry Trainer once tweeted at me.
Like, he sure did. I can't believe that.
I am an internet celebrity, you know. People love me.
Damn.
So there you have it, guys. We recorded a podcast.
We did it.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Signing off from the Suzuki area. Later, guys.
Bye.
Bye.